espíritu navideño de Baugan. Llama al 911-335-832. 911-335-832. ¡Ho, ho, ho! Estas navidades, regala inglés. Regala Baugan.
You're listening to the right radio. You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Hello, hello everybody, and welcome to the Drive Time Show. It's Friday. That's right, everybody. It's Friday. It's my favorite day of the week.
Yes, hello, Kyle.
Yes, hello. And we have a wonderful show today with very special guest, Mamen Rivera.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
We just finished the other show.
Yeah, I am a little bit... I don't know.
Rayada.
Rayada.
She's a bit rayada,
folks. How do you say that in English?
She's a bit pissed off.
Yeah, not pissed off.
No, that's too strong.
That's too strong. And because we had some technical difficulties on the show before, and
frustrated or upset with technical problems.
The cables for the wires were unplugged.
Cabos sueltos.
Cabos sueltos.
So here we are to atar cabos sueltos.
Hay que hacer aquí una investigación.
Yeah.
No, no, the problem anyway, is... I wasn't meaning that. What I meant is that I'm a little bit sorry for the people who've been listening to the radio this afternoon and this evening.
Well,
because it's all about me today. I've done Mammon's Planning, then Blah Blah Life, and then I'm here.
Mammon Radio.
This is Mammon FM.
Mammon FM. Exactly. But we got a wonderful show today. So Mammon and I have a lot to talk about. We're also going to take some questions from listeners today.
Okay.
In our by request part of the show.
Nice.
We also have a bit of, let's see, we have some music. Oh, we have history as well to talk about today. Do you know George Harrison from the Beatles?
Yes.
He died on this day. My gosh, it was 18 years ago.
Ooh.
So we can take a look at one of his songs and we can hear one of his songs.
Okay.
We also have a challenge, un buen reto.
Un buen reto.
Un reto para el oído. Hey, it's a listening challenge that we're going to do on the show today. We've got all kinds of wonderful things, expressions and history and facts and grammar and even a Chinese proverb.
Okay.
We're going to get some inspiration from our Chinese friends on the show today as well. So let's get it started. My name is Kyle Miller and welcome to Drive Time.
Welcome to Drive Time with Kyle Miller.
Everybody, welcome to the Drive Time Show. It's Friday. Mamen, do you have that Friday feeling?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Todavía no. No sé. No me ha venido a Friday feeling todavía.
It doesn't start until you leave the office.
I don't know. It's been a difficult day today. But I'm getting into it now.
But you're on...
Ya está viniendo.
You're on the home stretch, la recta final.
Oh, yes. And this is not working.
Hombre.
This is just... I'm just a guest here.
Es para pasarlo bien.
I can relax. Gonna no? relax. Yeah, I'm feeling it now, Kyle.
Eso es diversión.
Yes.
No? Exactly. But we have lots to talk about, but I think we should start with a little something we do for the folks at home that we call the Twitter translation.
Okay.
Twitter translation.
You know how this one works, right? I'm going to give a sentence in Spanish, and you can write in from home or your car. I mean, drive safely. Don't get hurt. But wherever you may be, write in and send us your translation, your response to the translation on Twitter, but also on Instagram. Do you know how can they find us there?
Encuentra a Kyle en Instagram y en Twitter.
I'm Kyle Miller.
Lo que es lo mismo. I-M-I-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L- animal esbelto.
Un animal esbelto.
I don't remember
also,
that.
Also, un animal esbelto. It's true.
I don't remember recording that. Tino es mala gente. You never know when Tino's recording your voice and what he's going to do with it.
Yeah, that's you never know. That's right. The sentence, so if you want to participate, I'm Kyle Miller is the name on Twitter because I'm Kyle Miller. It's true. But menos, this is a good one. Menos,
you're not Olaf. Or,
no.
Or Rob Grams. Or,
no.
No? Okay.
Not today.
Not today.
Menos mal que te agachaste.
Do I have to translate that? No.
We're going to accept responses on Twitter. We'll look at it later.
Okay.
Un poco más tarde, a little bit later.
But now
I thought it was menos mal que agachaste, but Tina says, no.
Que te agachaste.
Mm. So, bueno, how do you say it in English? ¿Cómo se dice eso en inglés? So write in and tell us about that and we'll talk about it in a few minutes.
The warm-up gym.
All right, this is the warm-up gym. It's estilo Vaughan, mami.
Estilo Vaughan.
Es decir, a few sentences of translation.
Okay, we're not going to do any sit-ups or anything.
No, yeah, you can if you want, but...
No, I don't feel like it
we're
now.
We're going to try to translate some sentences, and we'll give the folks at home 5 seconds. Cinco segundos.
To come up
with the answer en voz alta. Right?
Oh, yes, always.
Siempre.
Esto hay que hacerlo siempre en voz alta. Yo siempre lo digo. Si no, vas a aprender a escuchar inglés, pero no a hablar inglés.
Eso es.
Out loud.
Out loud, everybody. Okay, here we go. Number one. Tengo mis dudas.
I have my doubts.
Yeah, I have my doubts.
Oh.
Like if I say, I'm actually Chinese, you'd say, I have my doubts.
What?
Right?
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
You wouldn't believe me.
No, I wouldn't. No.
It would be a lie.
Who knows? Yeah. ¿Quién sabe? Doubts, que lleva una B muda.
Yeah.
Esto doubts. Me da mucha rabia a mí, lo de las letras mudas. ¿Por qué ponéis letras mudas en inglés? Why?
Just to make it challenging, I guess.
Just to make it challenging for us.
So we have work here at Vaughan, I guess. But... But actually, I don't like this word doubt because Spanish people always say, I have a doubt. Tengo una duda. But it's not like it's really wrong, but usually when we say doubt in English, it's usually this idea, tengo mis dudas. I have my doubts. But tengo una duda. Normally we would just say, I have a question. I have a problem. I have a question. I'm wondering about this. It's very Spanglish to say, I have some doubts. Teacher, solve my doubts. No.
Yeah, but if you say I have my doubts,
yeah, tengo mis dudas. Yeah, because you're questioning the validity of something.
Okay.
Like I say, I'm Chinese. He's saying, I have
tengo
my
mis dudas.
Tengo mis dudas.
No me lo creo del todo.
Claro. Okay. Number two, eso es cierto. Siempre tengo que limpiar el suelo.
I always have to clean the floor?
Yes. I always have to clean the floor. How often do you clean the floor in your house?
I clean the floor every day. That's not true.
Yeah, well.
Kind of.
Here we go, number three. Dadme lo que me deben. Dadme. A lot of people would just say darme, wouldn't they?
I don't really get that one. So, dadme vosotros lo que me debéis, ¿no?
It says it here, lo que me deben. Dadme lo que me deben.
That doesn't make any sense. That's a typo. Kyle, dadme lo que me deben.
Who wrote this book?
Que digas, dadme vosotros lo que me deben ellos. But that's
¿quién ha escrito eso? A ver, ¿quién es el autor? Richard Vaughan.
Oh, bueno. No, then it's perfect. It's absolutely perfect.
Could it be then? But it's not going to be darme. That would be imperative.
Okay.
Well, that wouldn't be imperative. It's dadme, isn't it?
Yeah, it can be dadme vosotros lo que me deben ellos. Pero eso es raro, ¿no? Porque normalmente si alguien te debe algo...
Bueno, lo que me deben ellos, eso es lo que quieren decir.
Okay, then it's correct. Give me what they owe me.
Yeah, okay.
No?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number four. Okay. Perfect.
Sorry.
No, perfect. Number four. ¿Qué te deben?
What do they owe you?
Yes. Me deben mucho dinero.
They owe me a lot of money.
They owe me a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they owe me.
Owe
me deben.
It's como la letra O.
Yeah.
O.
Like te debo. How do you say te debo?
I owe you.
Like the vowels. I owe you.
Exactly.
I owe you. Te debo.
Entonces, si dices I-O-U.
No.
It has to be I owe you, no?
I owe you. Yeah. Let's do two more. Two more.
Okay.
Esto es más complicado.
This is more complicated.
Yes, but it really wasn't, was it? It was very easy.
Yeah, or more difficult, maybe.
Se me olvidó el paraguas.
I forgot my umbrella.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, in English, we love the possessive. You see, we would say in English, my umbrella, and you would say, the umbrella.
Eso es muy todo vuestro. Todo para ti.
Me duele el codo, right? My elbow hurts. We don't say, the elbow hurts, like you say in Spanish.
Yes. Sois muy agonías. Lo queréis todo para vosotros.
Bueno.
Mi codo, mi llave, mi teléfono.
Mi paraguas. Yeah.
Yes.
This is one of my all-time favorite sentences. It is in the books. In the
La del paraguas.
No. The next
okay,
one.
Okay,
well,
okay.
That was a good one too. But this, there are hundreds. I don't know how many hundred sentences there are in here, but this one I like a lot. I've seen this a few times. It's good. Me senté en la tarta.
Me senté en la tarta.
En la tarta. Actually, it would better be, me senté en la tarta.
I sat on the cake.
I sat on the cake. Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
I sat on the cake. Terrible.
Es terrible eso, ¿eh? Don't sit on cakes, please.
Don't sit on cakes. That's the...
It's not good for anybody.
Moral, yeah, the... moraleja? Moral. Moraleja. Wow. Del programa de hoy. Don't sit on the cake, folks.
No, don't.
Don't do it.
Está feo.
Let's do one more. Here we go. Se me pinchó una rueda.
I got a flat tire?
Yeah. Yeah, it's completely different in
sí,
English.
Sí, esta no tiene nada que ver.
Vosotros
decís...
La rueda, neumático, de hecho. We say like neumático.
Tire. Yo tuve un plano neumático.
Yeah.
I got a flat tire.
I got a flat tire.
Pues nada.
I got a flat tire. All right. Anyway, it is time to move on. Why don't we play our Guess Who game, Tino? That way we have lots of time for people to answer. So this is one where we play a little audio of someone speaking, and you have to try to guess who it is.
Okay.
All right. So this will be for you. But again, for the folks at home to guess on social media and try to tell us who they think it is, we call it Guess Who. Guess Who.
We were sat there in the kitchen, in our first year, and Brooklyn was writing on a piece of paper or drawing or doing some sketching, and he said, "Daddy, I need some rubbers," and I started looking around, and I looked over, and we had a couple of friends there that are from the US, and they looked in shock. So I didn't understand it at the time, but he now calls them erasers anyway.
Wow.
Do you know who it is? Without saying?
Not sure. I'm not sure. I think I know where this person, it's a he, obviously.
Yeah.
Where he's from.
Because if you know it, the accent, but I'm not sure. If you know it, tell us on Twitter or on Instagram. You can write in and tell us who you think it is. But there's a situation that was comical, a confusion of words that led to some to being funny to certain people. So he, first of all, is he British or American?
He's British.
Okay, and the story is about a situation that happened in the U.S., mm-hmm. right? In a confusing word. So he talks about his son, su hijo, asking for a rubber, which can be two very different things.
I'm not sure I know about this. No, creo que no lo pilla muy bien. You're going to have to explain it to me.
So, if you're writing with a pencil, if you're writing with a pencil and you need to erase it, borrador.
It would be a rubber.
Okay. Una goma para borrar, right?
Okay.
So in Britain, but in English, a rubber is something else, very different. Mm-hmm. It's a slang term.
Es una goma para otro lado, ¿no?
Para otra cosa. Yeah. So let's say it's a something used to try to prevent pregnancy. Mm-hmm. We will say.
Yeah.
Right. I think you know it would be
or other things.
Or other worse things. Yeah, or exactly, or whatever. Yes, correct. So a rubber would be the term, would it be a slang term in American English? So his son says, hey, Dad, I need a rubber. And he starts looking through his desk or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for a rubber. And David, this person said, oh, I'll help you find one, and started looking. But the American people found it strange. So someone who I guess famously comes from England, but spent some time in America.
Okay.
Is who it is. So we will wait.
Okay.
We will wait for the for your responses, and we'll have a look at that in a few minutes on Twitter. Let's go ahead with today's expression of the day.
Expression of the day.
All right, the expression of the day. This is a good one. To butter someone up. Do you know this one?
Yes.
To butter someone up. What does it mean?
Literally, it means untar a alguien de mantequilla.
I suppose. But when we say it, oh, he's trying to butter him up.
Es como,
what do we really mean?
I don't know how to say this without sounding rude in Spanish. To flatter somebody with an intention.
Or like... Haciendo la pelota.
Haciendo la pelota, eso. Es que me estaba saliendo otra cosa en español que no puedo decir por la radio.
Mamen.
Sorry. It's Friday evening. Mamen, yeah. I'm normally out of the office.
Okay. Mamen after hours.
So mamen after hours can be dangerous.
All right. So yes, to flatter someone excessively.
Hacer la pelota.
Let's say, hacer la pelota, vamos. Right? But yeah, to butter up.
To butter up.
So imagine you have like untar. You say untar.
Untar.
Untar mantequilla en el pan.
Yes.
It's like spreading butter on bread. But to butter up the bread. Do you like butter on bread?
I love butter on bread. But I'm really curious now about the origin of this expression.
Well, I'm glad.
Why would somebody want to butter, like literally butter somebody up?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Mama.
Oh my gosh.
Because I have a team of researchers here at the Drive Time program who work around the clock to develop this content. And they have told me that it goes back to ancient India.
Mm.
And in ancient India, it was common to throw butter balls, wait for it, at statues of gods in order to get respect. So you see the statue. Hold on. So you have a statue of your god. It was actually called ghee, which is clarified butter, commonly used in Indian cooking. They call it ghee. And they would take this ball and they would have a statue of their Indian god. And as a sign of respect, they would throw balls of butter. Like, forgive me, God. And they would throw a ball of butter. Right?
¿Te imaginas esto en las procesiones en España?
And so they would be basically buttering up.
Yeah.
Metiendo mantequilla en la estatua.
La estatua. Can you imagine that in Spain? in procesiones.
Well, you not in procesiones, but you think of some of the traditions that you have in Spain.
Oh, yes, we have.
I mean, in los pueblos.
Especially beginning with procesiones. That's quite unusual for you guys and the way people are dressed.
Yes, yes. Some of the headgear, especially.
Yes.
Questionable. Well, not questionable. I shouldn't say that.
Just funny.
Surprisingly.
For you.
Different for us.
Different.
Not
exactly.
Questionable, but different. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, so there we have it. Why don't we move on? Oh, we have a couple people writing in.
Okay.
Efren says, I don't know the answer, but at least I want to say hello to you and Mamen.
Are you Efren1984 from Instagram?
Maybe, because he says, I'm the number one Mamen's fan.
Yeah.
Now, cuidado, I'm Mamen's number one fan.
Mm-hmm.
Have a nice evening, guys.
You too, Efren.
Efren.
Efren always answer my questions.
He's a friend of yours.
He's a friend of mine.
Okay. And then we have... Mr. Houses is here. He's always there.
Yes.
He's always with us all. And he says, hi, Mamen and Kyle. Today's Blah Blah Live show was great.
Thank you. Even though
it was a bit of a shambles.
We
can't say a shamble. It was a bit, well, it was different.
Yeah.
We were faced with technical difficulties listening to both of you.
But we made it. We made it.
Claro. Listening to both of you is the best way to start the weekend. Thank you. Keep it up. Thanks, man. I appreciate
that. Thank you, Mr. House.
We appreciate it. We appreciate it. We sure do. Do you like challenges?
I love challenges.
Mamen loves challenges.
When they're not too difficult.
Let's do this one. I consider it to be the most dynamic, electrifying, fantastic minute in all of Spanish radio.
Okay, wow.
We call it the interrogative challenge.
Interrogative challenge.
All right, so the way this works, I give an answer and you ask the question.
Okay.
Right? So I say, it's red, and you say, what color is it?
Okay.
Vale. Okay? But I'm going to stress certain parts of the answer so that you ask for that thing.
But you're not going to stress me out.
No.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, veremos.
Por favor, no corra.
Okay.
No corra, Jaime, te fatigo.
Por favor. Okay. Okay, number one, here we go. He broke it last night.
When did he break it?
Good. When did he break it? Number two, the sun rose at 7:30 this morning.
When did the sun rise?
Oh? Yeah, this morning.
This morning.
Yeah. When did the sun rise this morning?
Or what time did the sun rise this morning?
Very good. Very good. Okay, number three. I broke it because I was careless.
Why did you break it?
Why did you break it? Very good.
¿Por qué? Eso soy yo también.
¿Por qué?
Dino.
Number four. Okay, this is a good one. I visited the south of Spain.
What part of Spain did you visit?
Yeah, or maybe we could say which in this case.
Which part of Spain did you visit?
Did you visit?
Okay.
Very good. Number five. The train left at 2:00.
What time did the train leave?
Yeah, what time did the train leave? Very good. Number six. That car is Tommy's.
Whose car is that? I always make mistakes with
everyone. A lot of people do.
Siempre me lio, eh?
So right after the word whose, we always have the object. Whose car? Whose car is that? What do you want to know?
I want to know...
Whose car that is.
I want to know who that car belongs to.
Also, okay.
I just don't like whose. No me gusta.
I know, a lot of people don't.
It's difficult.
Number seven, he was driving a Volvo when I saw him.
What type of car was he driving when you saw him?
Exactly, a Volvo. Okay, number eight, I took Bill's umbrella.
Otra vez, whose?
Claro.
Whose umbrella did you take?
Perfect. Whose umbrella did you take? Number nine. We had to wait 30 minutes.
How long did you have to wait?
Perfect. How long did you have to wait? Number 10. The bus broke down between Soria and Logroño.
Between which two cities did the bus break down?
Yeah, or you could just say where. Where did the... Yeah.
I guess you stressed Soria, okay. I thought you were asking about Soria specifically.
Okay, all right. Yeah, where did the bus break down?
Muy rico los torretnos,
Claro, eso dicen, ¿no? All right, there you go. Well done. Well done, everybody. I can tell that people at home were working along with us, right? Practicing.
Yes, I hope they were.
Mm-hmm. And if they missed it, they said, oh, I missed it. I only heard the last bit. Well, they can go to ivox.com.
Exactly.
ivox.com. Ivox? Ivox? And type in drive time. Mm-hmm. And you can find many, many episodes and work with those challenges en voz alta.
En voz alta siempre.
Mm-hmm. We have to take a break, but we'll be back on this very special drive time program with special guest Mamen Rivera in the studio. Yes, we'll be back in a few minutes with plenty more, including the response to our translation. ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? Menos mal que te agachaste.
Ooh.
Todo eso y mucho más. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't touch that dial.
Hasta la vista.
I'm your Vaughan Telephone Class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready to start the class?
Un máster o un MBA apenas impresiona a un entrevistador. Son muchos ya los que tienen estudios de posgrado. Sin embargo, siguen siendo pocos los que pueden demostrar un ágil y potente dominio del inglés. Es aquí donde uno se diferencia. Es aquí donde uno destaca de verdad. Céntrate en el inglés. Quítalo de en medio y empieza a cotizar alto en el mercado laboral.
Los másters en inglés profesional de Vaughan harán que se dispare tu carrera profesional. Llama e infórmate sin compromiso. No te arrepentirás. 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833.
Disney English Vaughan es un curso de inglés para niños entre 4 y 9 años, donde combinamos el método Vaughan con la magia de Disney. Les esperamos en todos los centros Vaughan. Puedes consultarlos en grupovaughan.com. Y no te olvides que la formación continúa con el Club Junior y todas las ofertas de formación de la línea Junior de Vaughan.
Apúntalos al Christmas Impact Junior.
Aprenderán mucho inglés.
Pero mucho. Así, con la magia de la Navidad, sin apenas darse cuenta. Estas Navidades haz que disfruten y aprendan en el Christmas Impact de Junior. Inglés con todo el espíritu navideño de Vaughan. Llama al 911-335-832. 911-335-832.
¡Ho, ho, ho!
Estas Navidades, regala inglés. Regala Vaughan.
Regálate un curso intensivo en Navidad. Consigue realizar uno de los propósitos antes de acabar el año. Lo vas a conseguir, pero tienes que llamarnos al 91-133-5833. Christmas Impact. Porque no hay mejor regalo estas Navidades. Regala Vaughan. Regala inglés.
Despide con Vaughan el mes de noviembre. Aprovecha el Friday más largo del año. Del 25 de noviembre al 3 de diciembre, Black Friday en Vaughan.
Consigue un día gratis en los Christmas Impact en Junior para jóvenes de 4 a 17 años. Un 10% de descuento en el curso intensivo de Navidad para adultos. Los trimestrales por videoconferencia también tienen un 10% de descuento. Y si apuntas a los peques a los próximos Weekend Camps, otro descuento del 10%. Además consigue el curso Objetivo Inglés en Vaughan Tienda por solo 99 euros. Hasta fin de existencias.
El viernes más largo del año lo tienes aquí en Vaughan, Black Friday, del 25 de noviembre al 3 de diciembre en grupovaughan.com y cursos@grupovaughan.com. El mejor ritmo para la recta final del año.
¿Los trabajadores de tu empresa tienen un problema con el inglés y no tienen tiempo de ir a clase? Te mandamos un profesor Vaughan a tu empresa. Un profesor Vaughan que se desplaza para dar clase a tus empleados de manera personalizada. O si lo prefieres, te damos las clases por teléfono, videoconferencia o una plataforma digital adaptada a las necesidades de cada alumno. Ya no hay excusa. Estén donde estén, los trabajadores de tu empresa pueden aprender inglés con Vaughan. Llama al 91-133-5. 5831 y te daremos más información. 91-133-5831.
Estás escuchando Born Radio. Born Radio.
You're listening to Try Time, Kyle Miller Show. You're listening to Drive Time, Kyle Miller's school show. Starting around 6:30, here on Vaughan Radio. Yeah. Hey, you're listening to Drive Time, Kyle Miller's show. The Kyle Miller Show. Oh, you're listening to Drive Time, Kyle Miller's pretty cool show. You better never ever miss it, 'cause it's the best show I know.
Woo! That's
a pero que temazo.
The Drive Time Blues.
Some tune.
Yes, yes, and that is our friend Luis, who is a very talented guy. He's a singer, as you can tell. He's a musician. He has a band. They play every once in a while. De vez en cuando. I forget the name of his band. I have to check it out. I forget the name of his band. But he plays. They play around Madrid, and he's also an athlete. He does the shot put. Do you know that thing where you have the big weight and you spin around and throw it?
Oh, yes. I was terrible at that. Terrible. I used to do that in high school.
What's it called in Spanish?
¿Cómo se llama?
Jabalina.
No, jabalina es otra cosa. Era jabalina. Era una bola, ¿no? Es una bola. ¿No?
¿Tiramiento de peso? Lanzamiento de peso.
Lanzamiento de peso.
This is very...
I'm not good at sports.
Lanzamiento de peso. Throwing of weight.
Throwing a
All right,
food.
Yeah.
What do you call it?
In English, we call it a shot put.
Shot put.
So they actually the weight they call a shot. They actually use the verb to put it, but ponerlo. But yeah, anyway, you're kind of throwing this thing. Lanzamiento de peso makes sense.
Okay.
Well, Mom, and you know that here at Vaughan we like to help people with their English, right?
Yeah, mostly.
Mostly, yeah. We're good at that. It's what we do. But not only people in the classroom. Sometimes we have to go out. We have to go into the country, wherever people are in need of English. And we say, we are here to help you. So we're going to reach out to a random part of Spain to try to help someone in this part that we call Inglés para la España de siempre. Inglés para la España de siempre.
¡Olé!
¡Ay, ay, ay!
Divertido.
¡Ay, ay, ay!
¡El
niño de Canadá!
¡Qué arte más grande! Hola, Kyle Mahou, que estamos aquí en la fiesta del pueblo y estamos pensando que cómo podríamos decirle a estas chicas extranjeras que han venido que vamos a verlas que las fiestas se acaban.
Ah, ¿qué?
Where's that accent from?
I don't know. Maybe he's
Manchego.
Manchego.
I'm not Tino? Sure. Yeah.
Tino says no.
Maño.
If you're Maño, where are you from?
From
Zaragoza.
Aragón.
Aragón. All right. Now, did you get the question?
Yes. So, was that a metaphor? Was it like carpe diem?
I don't know. He just wants to know how to, you know, he's trying to meet some, he wants to dance with some giddy women, it seems, right?
Okay.
And he's saying, how can I ask them, you know, or tell them that they should dance now before the party ends, right?
Okay. But is that, a metaphor. Like what he really meant.
I don't know.
Was that life is too short and you have to seize the moment and dance whenever there's music on.
Maybe. I don't think it was that profound from this manual today, but maybe. It could be. Maybe we should hear it. Should we hear it one more time just
yes,
because
please.
I enjoyed
let's
it.
Do
I just
it again.
Enjoyed it. Let's hear his message again.
Hola, Kyle Majo, que estamos aquí en la fiesta del pueblo y estamos pensando que cómo podríamos decirle a estas chicas extranjeras que han venido que vamos a verlas que las fiestas se acaban.
All right. So I think he's saying, look, I think we should dance now because the party is ending.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
that. Dance before the party is over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're right. Maybe
I don't know how to say vamos moza in English.
Vamos moza. Yeah, I don't know. Moza?
Moza.
What does that mean? It's not moza, it's moza.
Moza, yeah.
Which means?
Girl.
Like chica.
Chica.
Amiga.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Okay.
Madre
I think that's all you can say. Let's dance before the party's over.
Carpe diem.
Yeah, there's probably something in there too. All of a sudden we have all these tracks. Tenemos pistas. We have some messages because we also like to help out. Do you know that we also like to help out our taxi driving friends?
Oh, yes.
Because, you know, we have... You know, there are 15,000 taxis in Madrid.
You told me last time I was here. Yeah.
Did I tell you that?
Yeah.
Oh, I like to share. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I only know about four things, Mom. And so I like to tell when I get to one of those things that I happen to know, I tell people. Right?
But it's a really cool trivia thing.
It is.
Muy buen dato.
Well, yeah, it is. It is an interesting little piece of information. So anyway, we're here to help these people because I think if you're driving in your taxi, you should be listening to Vaughn Radio.
You should.
I mean, your radio is right there. Why not, you know, work on your English?
Exactly.
Right? So let's help out a taxi driver with Taxi Time.
It's taxi time.
Taxi time.
Now it's taxi time.
Taxi time.
It's taxi time.
Taxi time.
Now it's taxi time.
Taxi time.
It's taxi time.
Taxi time.
Now it's taxi time.
Taxi time.
It's taxi time.
Taxi time.
Taxi time. Now it's taxi time.
Taxi time.
It's taxi time.
Taxi time.
Taxi time.
Yeah. Hello. Javi de Taxi Driver speaking. ¿Cómo vas, Kyle? ¿Todo bien? Eso espero, crack. La taxi question de hoy es un caso real que me ocurrió la semana pasada. Le tuve que decir a un pasajero lo siguiente. Madre mía, estuve ayer en el taller todo el día para arreglar el aire acondicionado y se acaba de estropear otra vez. ¿Cómo se lo habrías dicho tú, Kyle?
Okay.
Wow.
Well, yeah. El aire. How do you say aire acondicionado?
Aircon?
Yeah, aircon. Mm-hmm. Air conditioning.
Air conditioning.
AC.
AC.
So, estropear, it broke or broke
it
down.
Broke
right?
down, yeah.
Which is terrible in the summer in most of Spain, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you have no AC, woof.
Uh-oh.
So, it broke down. So, he got out of the taller?
A place where they fix the cars.
The workshop, maybe? The shop?
Workshop, yeah.
The workshop.
The workshop.
So, he said, I just got the car out of the workshop. Having the AC fixed, and then it broke down again.
Oh, my God.
Dios mío.
Pobrecito.
It broke down again, otra vez. Estropeó.
Maybe they should take it to another workshop.
A different place, yeah. Or hopefully they had some insurance.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right?
Pobrecito.
Anyway, that is our taxi time question. English for taxi drivers. Now, something else we like to do is help people, of course, with their pronunciation. Right? Very important.
Mm-hmm.
Very important. Let's have a look at today's pronunciation.
We have a catering.
Ooh, catering. Catering.
We have a catering.
Catering. Catering. We're getting catering.
Pronunciate.
You say that, right, in Spanish? Un catering.
Un catering. Es que catering, en español
vamos.
Se dice así, perdona que te diga, Kyle.
Un catering, vamos.
Se dice así, ya está.
Ya está. But catering, I like also this, the adoption of the ing is something I've noticed exploding in the last few years, right?
Footing. Estamos haciendo radio-ing.
Yeah.
in Baugain.
Yeah, people, and I, it kind of bothers me.
Es un poco preocupante.
Me molesta un poco eso. Anyway, pronunciation. I typically have three different ways I do this section of the show, Mom.
Three different ways.
One way is we practice linking, the way we link words together. Like, I want to get a sandwich. Wanna. We'll practice the way we link words. Another way is sounds, just sounds, and like the V. Let's practice the V.
Okay.
Like B and V, things like that. That's the second way, but that's not what we're going to do today. The third way is developing the ear, because the ear... Like Richard Vaughn always says, why are deaf mutes mute?
Okay.
You know?
No, I'll say that
why
again.
Why are deaf mutes mute? You know what a deaf mute is? Un sordo mudo.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with their vocal cords, so why are they mute?
Because they can't hear.
Because they can't hear, so they don't know what their own voice should sound like.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're learning to pronounce, you hear it and you say, okay, he said this, and you eventually adjust your own voice so it sounds the way it should.
Yeah.
But if you can't hear, then you can't pronounce.
That's true.
We have to develop our ears through listening to Vaughn Radio.
Of course.
Or native speech in some way.
No. Only Vaughn Radio.
But Vaughn Radio is a great way to do it, right? But we had a little challenge. Speaking of developing the ear, I wanted to fit this in somehow. This is something that you know this because you're a social media person.
Okay.
You're an internet person. I wanted to practice with this little pista that became famous about a year and a half ago. Do you remember this about the word laurel?
Laurel.
And what was the other word?
No, I don't remember this.
Yanny and laurel. You never heard about this?
Oh, yes.
So there was, this was after like the visual version of this was the dress, right?
It was the dress.
It was like, oh, it's green and no, it's silver or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And then there was an audio version of this where people heard it and they said, he's saying Yanny. And then they say, no, he's saying laurel.
Yeah.
And there was a big disagreement. So let's listen to it and see what we hear. Can we hear it, Tino?
Laurel. 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 Laurel.
Okay.
¿Qué oyes tú?
I clearly hear Yanny.
What?
Yanny.
No way.
Absolutely.
No way. I clearly heard Laurel this time.
Really?
Pero más claro que el agua, ¿no?
I do not hear anything that sounds anything like
clear for me, Laurel.
So people are, my internet's going a little slow, but, I don't know why this happens.
There was an explanation about this. Yeah. Do you know the explanation?
No, but if you know it, I should have researched this, but I didn't.
I remember that someone told me about this. And it had to do with something. I don't remember.
Okay.
So, yes, some people hear Yanny and Laurel. Yo escuchaba Laurel muy claramente. I think if you're clever, you hear Laurel. And if you're not that clever, Kyle, you hear Yanny. Maybe.
Really? If you grew up in a tiny town in the forest and without running water? No. It is an auditory illusion, folks, of a re-recording of a vocabulary word plus added background sounds. Hombre. Yeah, the brief audio. 53% of 500 people on the Twitter answered Laurel, while 47 heard Yanny.
Mm.
Really?
Qué fuerte.
Pero muy fuerte.
Yeah, I remember that if you really paid attention, there was a moment where you could hear both.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I managed to hear both.
But I think they were recording was it's supposed to be Laurel, which is because Laurel is like it's like a type of leaf or something.
Laurel,
right?
Es un laurel en español.
Bueno, yeah.
Well, we spell it the same way, but we say laurel and you say laurel.
And what is laurel? What is that?
Leaf.
Oh, yeah, like on the reef. On
exactly.
The, okay.
Lo de los romanos.
Claro. Okay, there we go. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And also for cooking.
Also for cooking, yes. Mm. So I clearly... Well, let's hear it one more time, Tina. Una vez más.
Laurel. 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 Laurel.
This is really weird, isn't it?
Yes.
Because I clearly hear him saying, Yanny.
For me, it's Laurel.
Yanny. Yanny.
Qué fuerte.
Weird. So Tina says, no, you're wrong.
Tino hears Laurel just like me. Maybe it's a Spanish, English speaking thing.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know, but I find it fascinating. Don't you find that interesting?
It's really interesting.
I think so.
Es raro. Es como lo del vestido que lo veías. Some claro. people saw it blue and black, no? And white and green.
And there was gold. I don't know.
Yeah.
No. I don't know.
I think that humans are still evolving.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not 100% perfect yet. So maybe that's why.
Well, Mamen, look, yeah, Mamen, I have a lot of different things to do, but I understand there's a rumor going around that you have to leave after this half hour. Is that right?
Yes, I do.
So I'm going to give you the choice.
Oh.
Of we either do music.
Qué presión, qué presión.
Well, we have history, but history is kind of tied into music because it was George Harrison who died on this day 18 years ago. We can either look at his history, or we can do music, or we can do, by request, Inglés a la carta.
Inglés a la carta, wow.
Yeah, where we answer questions from listeners.
Music.
Music? All right. Okay, Tino, let's do it. So we're going to hear a song. This is a great song. Do you know this one, I Got My Mind Set on You? This is what in Spanish you'd call un temazo.
But it's from
1987. 1987, but it's a great song. Oh, what a song, right, Tino?
Did you sing this one in the karaoke last time?
I may have. Maybe not last time, but I may have to do it next time. Tino does not have it. He says no.
No, pues la tienes que cantar. You have to sing. Can you
but
sing?
But can we? Is there a way to get it in a minute or no? He can get it. We got our man on it. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a minute. And we're going to answer a question from a listener. Okay,
perfect.
So we'll call it by request, but we don't even need the jingle or any of that extra adornos.
Adornos.
Los adornos fuera.
Fuera adornos.
Vamos al trajín. Okay. This is the first question. Right? And he says, okay. Hello, Kyle. I'd be grateful if you could help me with these questions. How do you say in English, mi móvil? This is Jesus, by the way. Mi móvil no tiene cobertura.
Bueno.
Now, I usually say I don't have coverage, but I don't know if that's
coverage?
Because I lived here. Maybe I've lived here too long. Maybe
I don't have a signal.
Signal, or some people say service.
Signal or signal?
There's no service.
Como es signal?
Signal.
Ah, it's that signal. Signal.
There's no signal here. There's no service.
No service.
There's no service. Like the service, like the Vodafone server doesn't get here.
Sometimes what you say is, no,
Yeah, yeah.
And you're pretending there's, do you do that?
I don't do that. Do you do that?
I do that.
Who do you do that with, Mama?
I can't say that. But if I don't feel like talking to anybody, I'd say,
you're breaking up.
And I hang up.
That's bad. I don't have coverage, and then or I don't have service. Either way, mi móvil no tiene saldo. So this is like if you use one of these pre-charged phones, you could say there's no
money
on it. There's no balance on it.
No balance.
No balance. Mm. Or there's no money on it.
Mm-hmm.
Tino says that the song is ready.
Nice.
We're ready to rock and roll with this one. It's in the music.
It's in the music. Take money.
great song, isn't it?
It's good, it's good.
It's a good song. It's un temazo.
Mm.
Now, George Harrison passed away on, I think it was 18 years ago today, and he wrote some of the Beatles, some of their most famous songs, but he never got as much attention as Paul McCartney or John Lennon.
Mm. Right? Who do you think was a better songwriter?
But I like George Harrison.
Yeah, me too.
I think he might be my favorite. Now, Tino loves Paul McCartney, but I'm a George Harrison man myself.
Paul McCartney looks like an old lady.
He does. he does. I wouldn't say that to him, but let's be honest.
He's not going to be listening.
No,
he might be.
Paul sorry,
McCartney,
Paul.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, Paul.
But you're a millionaire. You don't mind.
Now, this song came out. This song came out, the record was, I got my mind set on you. The record was called Cloud Nine. It came out in 1987.
Tino's
going nuts in there. Tino's enjoying himself there today. And it was actually written by a guy named Rudy Clark and originally recorded in 1962. And George Harrison bought a copy of the album and loved it. So he decided to re-record the song. Now, Cloud Nine is considered his comeback album, as he hadn't had a hit for many, many more years. For many years, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
But he came back with this one, and it was a hit, and he got, you know, back into the top of the charts with this one. This was produced by Jeff Lynne, who is also formed with Bob Dylan and Tom Petty. They formed one of my favorite bands, the Traveling Wilburys.
Ooh.
Great band from the 80s. Supergroup, mom and supergroup. Bob Dylan, the guy from the Beatles, George Harrison, Jeff Lynne, Roy Orbison.
I like it. All together. Un poquito, eh?
But they're a great band.
You need to update.
So, but I'm a classic. Soy un clásico.
Yeah, ya lo sé, but,
I know.
You know, Billie Eilish, Rosalía, every now and then.
Yeah. All right. So the song was "I Got My Mind Set on You." What does that mean? I have my mind set on you. To be set on something.
You can't stop thinking.
Fijado en alguien
about
o
this
algo
person.
O alguien en este caso. My mind está fijado en. Estoy fijado en ti, ¿no?
Está obsesionado.
I have my mind set on you. But then he says it's gonna take. Va a hacer falta. He goes, it's gonna take money. A whole lot of spending money. It's gonna take plenty of money to do it right.
Okay? What?
It's going to take money. Hace hará falta dinero porque la chica esa. Porque esa. It seems, apparently, with this girl, that's the way this girl is. He says, then it's going to take time. It's going to take time. So he's talking about what he needs to get this girl. Apparently, he needs money for this particular girl. Time to do it right, he says. Para hacerlo bien. And then he says, yeah. He's basically talking about what he thinks he needs to get in order to. Whatever to have a relationship
maybe
with this girl.
Maybe he was overcomplicating it, and he didn't need money.
All these things.
Nah. No, who knows?
I don't know, but yeah, he says he's gonna. He basically talks about how it's gonna take time, it's gonna take money, and all these things. But then he's got his mind set on her, and he knows that the feelings are real. And if I put my mind to it, I know that I really can do it.
Oh my gosh.
If I put my mind to it. I really can do it.
Oh, my God. Kyle, would you set your mind on a girl?
I got my mind. I don't know.
You had to get money or gather money in order to get.
If she's a, we call that a gold digger, right? You ever heard that?
Digger.
A person who just wants to be in a relationship for money. That's not good.
No.
Eso no está bien. No, Tino? No, no. Eso no.
No. And I don't, if it's a guy, a gold, can that be a guy now?
Sure.
A gold digger?
I think so.
Yeah. I don't think a gold digger would set their minds on me because there is no gold here. So I'm not going to have that problem.
Well, yeah. Anyway, that's the song. Anyway, that's all I have to say about that. George Harrison, but it's a good song. It's a good tune, right?
Yeah.
It's a good tune. George Harrison. Next time you come, We'll do a more modern song, I promise.
Hacemos una de la Rosalía.
All right.
She has a song in English. She has some songs in English.
Does she speak English? And even one in Catalan. Does she speak English?
She speaks English perfectly.
Really?
Yes.
Well, how come she's never come to Vaughan Radio?
Hombre, esto, si algún día viene la Rosalía Vaughan Radio, yo me muero.
Well, we'll have to ask her to come in.
Oh,
Rosalía,
I would love it.
Come on in. Now, we have only a minute before we have to go to our break, but let's take a look at this. Menos mal que te agachaste. Now.
Okay.
Tomeu says, thanks God. Be careful with thanks God. It says, oye Dios.
Gracias, tío.
No, that's a different, that doesn't work grammatically. So Luis Miguel says, thank God you bench. Mm. Bench?
Bench. Como un banco.
Banco? Okay. Bala Negra, thank God you ducked.
Huh?
Hey, that's right, isn't it?
Sí, como pato.
Pato, to duck. Thank God you ducked. Have a good weekend. Thank God you ducked. Have a nice weekend, and thanks for show. Thank you very much. Manuel writes in, we have Jesus, we have Joseph, mm-hmm. Ismael.
It's a good thing you ducked, too.
It's a good thing you ducked.
Interesting.
There you go.
Muy bien.
Wait, Ben, we're out of time. We also had our little challenge. After the break, I'll tell you who was in the Guess Who. Pista de audio.
I'm going to be listening because I want to know. I don't know.
Mm. So it was an interesting one. We'll play the track one more time and then we'll try to guess who it was.
Okay.
Mamen, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
It's been a treat.
Esto está guay. Tenemos que hacerlo más, ¿eh?
Claro
crossover.
Que sí. Eso sí.
Yeah.
We like it. All right, we're going to take a break, everybody, but I'll be back in a few minutes with the final half hour, so don't touch that dial.
Ahora puedes solicitar tu prueba de nivel gratuita durante todo el año. Llámanos al 91-133-5833 y resérvala.
Vaughan Empresas es mucho más que clases de inglés para empresas.
Mucho más.
Tenemos varios tipos de cursos a vuestra disposición, como nuestros cursos in-company, con profesores que se desplazan a vuestra empresa para dar allí las clases en el horario que acordéis con ellos.
Nuestras clases online y telefónicas con varios niveles y temáticas disponibles. ¿Buscas un curso que se adapte a las necesidades de los empleados? Entonces buscas Vaughan Empresas.
Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5831 o en Grupo Vaughan.
Apúntate a nuestros cursos trimestrales. En solo 3 meses perfeccionarás tu inglés. Cursos trimestrales de Vaughan. Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Ho, ho, ho. Come to Vaughan Systems this Christmas and learn English while having a blast with your new friends. Merry Christmas, everyone.
¿Ya entendiste a Santa? ¿Cómo?
Todavía no.
Si quieres que los peques de la casa hagan este año la carta de deseos en inglés, apúntalos al Christmas Impact Junior.
Aprenderán mucho inglés.
Pero mucho. Así, con la magia de la Navidad, sin apenas darse cuenta. Estas Navidades haz que disfruten y aprendan en el Christmas Impact de Junior. Inglés con todo el espíritu navideño de Vaughan. Llama al 911-335-832. 911-335-832.
¡Ho, ho, ho!
Estas Navidades, regala inglés. Regala Vaughan.
Regálate un curso intensivo en Navidad. Consigue realizar uno de los propósitos antes de acabar el año. Lo vas a conseguir, pero tienes que llamarnos al 911-133-5833. Christmas Impact. Porque no hay mejor regalo estas Navidades. Regala Vaughan. Regala inglés.
Vaughan y Disney presentan
Disney English Vaughan.
La magia de Disney en sus clases de inglés.
Ahora en Vaughan tus peques pueden aprender inglés con sus personajes favoritos Disney en un entorno creativo y lleno de diversión y aventura.
Historias interactivas, canciones, juegos y mucho más.
Con Disney English Vaughan aprenderán inglés sin darse cuenta de la mano de los mejores profesores.
Con Disney English y Vaughan llegarán hasta el infinito y más allá.
Disney English Vaughan está disponible en varias ciudades de España.
Para niños y niñas de 4 a 9 años.
Búscalo en grupovaughan.com y apúntalos ya.
Si no te apuntas a los 6 días en Vaughan Town,
lo único que podemos recomendar a cambio son 6 meses viviendo y trabajando en el extranjero, en un país de habla inglesa. Solo 6 días en Vaughan Town te aupa más que 6 meses fuera. ¿No nos crees? Manda a Vaughan Town a un amigo empleado que esté desesperado con el inglés y obsérvale 6 días después. El cambio que verás te sorprenderá. La inversión en tiempo y dinero tendrá un retorno impresionante.
¿Sabes que el inglés es indispensable para competir en el mercado laboral? Todos lo sabemos. ¿Cuántas veces en un proceso de selección, en una vacante para un ascenso, has visto cómo otra persona te adelantaba por la izquierda? El puesto era perfecto para ti, pero tu inglés no estaba a la altura.
Dale un empujón a tu carrera profesional. Apúntate al Executive Master en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan. Aprenderás a negociar, a hacer presentaciones y a controlar cualquier situación profesional en inglés. Apúntate ya llamando al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Si lo que quieres es resolver el inglés y no solo dar clases año tras año, llama a Vaughan. Somos los únicos que te diremos la verdad, te marcaremos el camino.